So Jai Sri Radhe. So welcome to Srimati Radharani's birthday bash. So actually, Radharani is the original example of girl power. Because Krishna has different energies. A little physics lesson, you could say, physics of the absolute truth. God, Krishna, has two principal potencies. He has his, well, three actually. His internal potency, which is his spiritual potency, his external potency, which is his material potency, and his marginal potency, which is as a choice. It can always choose. The marginal potency can always choose between the material potency or the spiritual potency. So we are part of that marginal potency. And we always have the choice between matter and spirit, the spiritual potency. And that spiritual potency is divided into three also. There's one potency called Sandini potency. It's the potency of existence. You know, Krishna exists eternally. It's probably the most amazing fact of existence of the that we can even conceive of, that there is something rather than nothing. That eternally, there is something that eternally exists. And that eternally existing thing or substance, and the first look at it, is Krishna. So, the very fact that there is something rather than nothing, and that something exists eternally, is just the most amazing fact that we can conceive of. So that existence potency of Krishna, it's called the Sandini potency. And then the next amazing thing is that there's awareness, there's consciousness. So this consciousness is not just a product of chemicals, as many scientists now say, but it's an eternal potency of God. It's called the Samvit potency. So we've got eternal existence, eternal consciousness. And then the next thing is that there is pleasure. It's not that we just exist and that we're conscious, but we are pleasure seeking beings, and that there is an eternal ocean of pleasure. So that comes from Krishna's Sladini Shakti, his pleasure potency. So Krishna's spiritual potency has three parts: the potency of eternal existence, the potency of eternal consciousness, and the potency of eternal pleasure. And Srimati Radharani is the personified pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when I say personified, I don't mean it in that really it's something else, but it's personified. She's eternally personified as Krishna's pleasure potency. And Krishna himself is eternally personified as being full of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. So God has the potency for the most sublime kind of pleasure, and Srimati Radharani represents that. And in the scriptures of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, yeah, we learn more about their personalities. Krishna appears as an eternal youth, and Radharani also appears as an eternal damsel. She never appears any older than 16 years old. So this information is the most confidential information that there is in the world, and we're broadcasting it here freely. You know, there are many secrets in this world, and people try to keep secrets, but this is the most confidential secret knowledge in the world, and we are just broadcasting it freely, that the root of all existence is a pair of teenage boy and girl, Radha and Krishna. And their pastimes are the most important thing. Now, these days, many theologians are confused about the nature of God. You know, they want to say, oh, is God male? Or there are feminist theologians, they know God is female, and they get into huge arguments. Or there are some that say God is not a person at all. But we agree, yes, God is a person. But in the Vaishnava theology, God is worshipped as a person, not just as either male or female, but male and female combined. That's why we chant the Hare Krishna mantra. So everybody knows the name of Krishna refers to God, Krishna in his personal form, but Hare refers to Radharani, the pleasure potency of God. And we call this temple a Radha Krishna temple, not just a Krishna temple, but a Radha Krishna temple. And the name Radha comes first. Because Krishna means all attractive. That's one of the Sanskrit meanings of the name Krishna. Krishna means all attractive. But Krishna himself is attracted to Radharani, which means that ultimately, you know, Radharani, she's more powerful than Krishna. Jai Shri Radhe. We celebrate that. Especially on this day. So it's really amazing information that the most powerful person in existence is this 16-year-old girl, Radharani, who's not just an ordinary girl. I mean, she's the personification of the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so it's she's on a completely different level of existence. But still, she is a person, and she has those kinds of sentiments. Now, she is, the name Radha, it comes from the same Sanskrit word that means worship. Aradhananam sarvesham, Vishnu aradhanam param. So aradhanam means worship. So Radharani is known as the supreme worshiper or lover of Krishna. So anyone who aspires to also be a lover of Krishna, a worshiper of Krishna, needs the mercy of Radharani. So today is a good day to appeal, to pray, you know, for the mercy of Radharani. Yes, please allow me to become, you know, a worshiper of Krishna, a lover of Krishna. And it's said that Krishna himself is actually quite hard to please, but Radharani is very, very merciful. So she actually, even though she is Krishna's dearmost associate, she is always trying to engage others in Krishna's service. And there are some, you know, descriptions in the confidential literatures of Krishna worship that explain how she's pushing others forward. So Radharani is extremely merciful. Although she is the topmost lover of Krishna, she's very humble, and she's always pushing others forward. So she's giving us, each one of us, as spirit souls, we have some of that Vladini Shakti, that pleasure-seeking energy. And how we use that pleasure potency that each of us has determines the kind of existence we're going to have. If we can direct that pleasure potency that we all have, that pleasure-seeking potency, towards Krishna, towards serving Krishna selflessly. Yes, let me just love Krishna. Let me make the pleasure of Krishna be the purpose of my life. Let me give everything to Krishna. Then we experience happiness. And this is a great mystery, because normally when we think, yes, if I give something to someone else, if I give to someone else, then I'm losing myself. But it doesn't really work like that in spiritual life, because actually, as Krishna's marginal potency, we're actually part of Krishna. And just like a spark is part of a fire, or a leaf is part of a tree. So if we give that pleasure potency to Krishna, it comes back to us, increased. It's just like if you pour water on the root of a tree, it'll get distributed to all of the leaves of the tree. So if we're giving that pleasure potency to Krishna, Radharani's giving us some of that pleasure potency. If we give it to Krishna by serving him selflessly, by giving our mind, body, and words to the service of Krishna, then it sets up kind of a feedback system where we give so much to Krishna of that Vladini Shakti, and he gives more, Radharani gives more back, more than we started out with. We give it all to Krishna, and then it comes back even more. And that's why a devotional service to Krishna, is described as Ananda Buddhi Vardhanam, an ever-increasing ocean of transcendental pleasure that is higher than any material pleasure. However, if we use that pleasure potency for our own selfish purposes, then it becomes mixed. If we direct it towards material self-satisfaction, then when it comes back, when it's reflected back to us, it's mixed with the material miseries. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshanam. It becomes mixed with birth, death, old age, disease, different kinds of miseries, which we have to struggle with. And of course, that is not where we want to be forever anyways. So today, it's a good time to meditate on Srimati Radharani, who is the personification of this pleasure potency, who is the guardian of it, who is the source of it, who is so generous to give it to us. And if we use it responsibly, to become attracted to Krishna, to serve Krishna, then we enjoy life eternally as one of her associates, one of Krishna's eternal associates in their eternal spiritual pastimes. And on the other hand, if we selfishly try to keep it for ourselves, use it for material self-satisfaction, then we remain in the material world experiencing what we experience here. So it's a nice day to reflect on these things and to try to use the Vladini Shakti that Radharani has given us for the pleasure of her and Krishna. And we're doing that here today. We're all candidates for this opportunity. We wouldn't be here at this birthday bash for Srimati Radharani unless she personally wanted us here. So you've got, you know, the top ticket in town, the most exclusive gathering. There's so many other gatherings going on in Los Angeles, but even though all the reporters and TMZ and all those things aren't here today, you're at the most exclusive party in town. So, Jai Shri Radhe. So, she is, you know, such an example of, you know, devotion to Krishna. We want to, you know, focus our minds on Krishna, and she's really the perfect example of that. But even though, you know, she's the perfect example of focusing her mind on Krishna, there are to make things more interesting, there are situations created where she feels some separation from Krishna. If you go very, very deeply into this, you'll see that Krishna displays his eternal pastimes in this world in a certain way. In the spiritual world, the pastimes are going on, but Krishna sometimes comes here, as he did 5,000 years ago, and displays them in the material world. So we're celebrating today the appearance day of Radharani in the material world, which took place about 5,000 years ago. Now she appeared in India, Krishna appeared in India. And, you know, they appeared, when we say appeared, we don't mean that there was nothing before that. You know, just like the sun rises each day and the moon rises each day, it doesn't mean when they rise, they come into existence. They always exist, but, you know, sometimes they're visible, sometimes not. So the particular circumstance, you know, the circumstances in which they appeared were designed to increase their love for each other, because there are different kinds of love that exist, both in material relationships and spiritual relationships. Actually, our material relationships are partial reflections of spiritual relationships and emotions. So Krishna appeared as the son of Nanda and Yashoda. And that's one kind of relationship, the kind of love that a mother and father feel for a child. So Krishna behaved as the perfect child for his father and mother, Nanda and Yashoda. Meanwhile, Radharani was born to another family. She appeared in another family. Her father was named Vrishabhanu. Her mother was named Kirtida. And she was the perfect little daughter for them. You know, they had this rasa or emotional exchange, which is called the parental exchange. You know, so Krishna was the perfect little child for his mother and father, and Radharani was the perfect little daughter for her mother and father. But one day they met, or they saw each other. Little Krishna, little Radharani. And then another kind of love awaken. You know, the love not between, you know, the child and the parents, not the kind of love between friends, but the kind of love that exists between a lover and a beloved. And they experience that on the highest level. So, but among the different kinds of love that exist between male and female, there are two kinds. One is called swakia, or married love, you know, the love between husband and wife. And then there's parakia rasa, the love that's experienced between a man or woman and somebody who's not their spouse. That's considered more intense. So, in their village life, Radharani was married to a man named Abhimanyu. Now, in the spiritual sense, not really, but it's just something, a setup to make her love for Krishna more intense, and Krishna's love for her more intense. So sometimes, you know, for example, Radharani was always thinking of Krishna. So once in the village, because there was a village life, not city life, with all its big problems. So she was a cowherd girl, and one of her family duties was to churn milk and yogurt. So, you know, one day, you know, she was churning milk, churning yogurt, and, you know, she was churning, and she was thinking of Krishna, and her bracelets were jingling, and her mind started to drift off, and then she just started singing, "Oh, Krishna, 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 Krishna." And then she thought, "What am I doing? You know, my mother-in-law's here, my sister-in-law's here. You know, if they hear me singing about Krishna, what are they going to think?" So sometimes she was very careful, you know, about things like that. And sometimes, you know, she would get a little intoxicated thinking about Krishna. And sometimes Krishna would get a little intoxicated thinking about her. And actually we do, if we meditate on Krishna, if we meditate on Radharani, if we meditate on their pastimes, we start to forget our material circumstances. And we become a little bit intoxicated when we chant their names, just as everybody was nicely chanting here. Actually begin to forget our circumstances a little bit. So sometimes, you know, she'd be... Krishna would be meditating on Radharani, and instead of milking a cow, he'd start to milk a bull. Or, you know, Radharani would be churning the milk, but there'd be no milk or yogurt in the bowl. You know, so this is the nature of love for Krishna, of which Radharani is the primary example. You know, it actually causes us to forget, you know, our material circumstances, to see them in another way, it causes us to experience a higher kind of pleasure that comes from that Pladini Shakti. So, in this world, you know, we actually see people are very attracted to hear about affairs between men and women. Everybody wants to read about what movie star is going with what movie star, and what politician has had some relationship with somebody, or even just among ourselves. You know, we want to know what's going on with our friends, who's going with who, and this and that and the other. That's all a reflection of this eternal reality of the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna that go on eternally in the spiritual world. Now, the difference is that if we become attracted just to the reflections of these eternal realities, we remain entangled in the cycle of birth and death, experiencing various kinds of miseries. And although we're attracted to hearing about those kinds of things, we never really become satisfied by that kind of hearing. Ultimately, we become frustrated. But if we hear about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, we actually become drawn into those eternal pastimes. We become cured of our addiction to the false material reflections of these things. So, again, today we're here to celebrate the appearance of Radharani, the original exponent of girl power in the highest transcendental sense. So thank you for all coming today for Sri Radhastami, the appearance day of Srimati Radharani. And now there's going to be an artik, and which will be announced by the conch shells blowing, and that will be followed by a transcendental feast. What's that? Oh, there is? Okay. Is any? Okay, yes. Okay. Oh, okay. So a gentleman's read a book by one of our devotees about Radharani, and he liked it very much. Do you recall who it was who wrote it? No? Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. Well, I think we can talk privately because it looks like the artik's just ready to start. Okay, Srimati Radharani Ki Jai!
Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada